This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grolot. The big news this week was in Latin America, the passing of Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez. And joining us again in the studio for the roundtable is Dr. Charles Kenny. Charlie, you joined us not too long ago to talk about President Chavez's illness, and here we are again, not too long after that, to talk to you about his passing. So you said to us a few weeks ago that Hugo Chavez was likely to soon be a martyr. Has this been the reaction?
One of the most profound and consistent characteristics of Hugo Chavez and his time in power was polarization, right? He produced in people profound feelings of love and affection and loyalty and of rejection and hate. So for those who loved him, this is a very sorrowful time, and he is indeed, I think, seen as a martyr-like figure.
Well, the vice president and now interim president, Maduro, seemed to kind of use Chavez's health in the last couple of months to gain some of his own support, and actually read a recent story that he has even taken on some of the speech characteristics of Chavez to kind of enhance that. How do you suppose he will continue to do that now that Chavez has passed away and is serving in this kind of martyr role?
Well, I think that as the heir to a martyr, right, one has to lift up the martyr. And so he will do everything in his power to do that. It doesn't really require him to do that in that Chavez is going to have that status regardless. So it's in his best interest to follow along, and that seems to be what he's doing.
Does that make it more difficult for the opposition then, which had gained some support in the October elections and wavered somewhat, as you mentioned before, in December? But how do they then campaign against the martyr that is Hugo Chavez for the next election?
Well, we'll have to see. Elections should be called, but they haven't yet. And until they are, we kind of all bets are off. I think they will be, but they've been announced. The foreign minister said that there would be elections within 30 days, and the Constitution demands that, and so most likely they will. Most people believe that that Maduro has the best chance of winning, but no election is a sure thing. And so, yeah, we'll have to see how the opposition takes on that task.
Well, what about Hugo Chavez's legacy? What does he leave behind in terms of his rule of Venezuela, about his relationships in South America, throughout Latin America, with other countries? I mean, the Iranian president actually said something about Hugo Chavez is now resting with Jesus Christ, was really kind of comparing him to Jesus Christ. He's had very close relations with Syria, all the bad guys around the world, I guess, from a U.S. perspective, right? So what is the legacy that he leaves behind?
Well, a complex legacy, I think, in some ways. And I think that this is, again, as he lived his life. There's a quote that's been circulating quite a lot these days of an interview that Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the Nobel Prize winner, had with him right at the beginning of his presidency. And at the very end, Garcia Marquez said that he had the impression that he'd had a really interesting conversation with two different people, one of whom seemed to have given by the chances of fate the opportunity to save his country. And the other seemed an illusionist and maybe just another despot. And I think that the polarizing effect of Chavez breaks down along those lines.
He himself is polarized in some ways.
That's right. That the people perceive him, those who are his allies, if you will, have seen him as a savior of the country. And perhaps this is one of the strongest things, is the sense that he gave dignity to whom dignity was denied, that he gave recognition and voice to people who had felt for a long time that they had none. But many others observe the actual effects of his government and see it as an unmitigated disaster in most respects. It is a country that has great oil revenues, and those revenues have been rising quite significantly since he came to power. He came to power with gas or oil at $10 a barrel, right? And we've seen it steadily at over 100 for quite some time. And one can see these revenues rising over time, yet the government's ability to use that money effectively was somewhat limited. They did reduce poverty, and this was something certainly that increased support among the poor. But in terms of overall economic growth, for the period that he was president, from 1999 to 2012, Venezuela ranks 18th out of 20 Latin American countries. Worse only were Guatemala and Haiti. And that's with all this oil revenue. And in terms of reducing inequality, they rank 11th among Latin American countries at the degree to which inequality was reduced during that period of time. So one would have to say that in terms of his objectives, some were gained clearly. He made people feel more recognized. They had better access to some things like some health services and such. So their lives were made palpably better in many ways, and this is one of the reasons they supported them. When you compare that performance with those of his neighbors, however, he did so much less than many of his neighbors with quite a diverse set of ideological preferences and policies. So I think that in terms of the effectiveness of the changes he wanted to make, one would have to say that it was highly ineffective.
So it was interesting, I thought, that he was inspired by somebody like Victor Hugo, for example, and Les Miserables. So it sounds like that it's a real mixed bag, that he read that book, he kind of created this his own kind of brand of socialism, and was only partially successful in achieving that. And so what does that mean then for the future for Venezuela? I mean, are they likely to continue on that path? Or I mean, because I read somewhere that the next leader was going to have to be even more Chavez than Chavez. So, I mean, is that where we're likely to head, or is the kind of the jury still out on that?
Well, I'm not good at predicting, so I don't know really where we're heading. And I think it's hard to know where someone like Maduro might go if he became the president. People in his position sometimes do become harsher than their predecessors, but sometimes they actually, despite all expectations, turn in a very different direction. So I think the jury is out on that, and we'll have to see, first of all, who gets elected and then talk about what their possibilities are. More importantly, perhaps, are the relationships between the countries and how those have evolved, both through organizations he tried to build, like the Bolivarian Alliance of the Americas, ALBA, which ended up with just a few countries and not very important ones. So that really didn't go very far. But he has been part of a much bigger movement that really isn't identified with him, but has been very important, of building Latin American organizations that exclude the United States. And so he was part of that, but not the primary mover of that and not the leader of that. And those organizations, I think, are quite important. One thing he may have done in being so extreme in his anti-Americanism and in his rhetoric is to have created a space for moderates. So some people believe that one of his most important effect was to make all of the moderate left in Latin America look very good by comparison. I have a somewhat contrary view to that, not that I disagree with that completely, but there's another side to this, and that's that one of the effects is that the fear of a Chavez-like figure, right, is now quite strong in many people in the region, and that kind of fear in the past has inspired undemocratic actions by the right. And so while he may have made moderates seem more reasonable, I think he's also given justification to people on the right to overreact perhaps in some cases. And perhaps Honduras was a case of this, right, where the political right reacted to the president in a way that could not be explained unless they had seen what Chavez had done and feared that he might be a new Chavez, that kind of thing.
Well, certainly something we're going to continue to watch as we head toward elections perhaps in Venezuela. And we will have you back again, Dr. Kenny, to tell us what to expect then.
Thank you very much. I look forward to that.